It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Oh, we're officially 2 hours out from first pitch at Kauffman Stadium. And for the low price of $6,000, you can sit right behind home plate. If you can part with $6,000, and I cannot.
For the cost of a used car.
You could, you just don't want to. Let's be honest. Be accurate.
I'm frugal.
We're nothing on this program if we're not accurate.
Fine. There's nothing I'm wearing right now that I didn't buy at Walmart or get as a Christmas gift.
I am...
in a different ballpark.
Not surprised by any of those comments.
Wow!
That hurt just a little bit. Kind of like a...
Look,
sometimes
we all...
number cut.
No, we all have strengths. We all have weaknesses, and I think at this stage in our lives, it's important to point out the things that we do well and the things that we don't necessarily do well. Let me give you an example.
She's saying that your fashion stinks and hers is very mature.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, then I'll have a comeback to that.
That is not what I am saying.
I'll have a defense.
In fact,
mature woman.
I have a shoot with a client coming up here in a couple of weeks, and they said to me, would you like wardrobe? And I replied, yes, I would like someone who understands those things to help me with wardrobe. Because generally, you know this about me, Scott, I wear jeans and a t-shirt, maybe a sweater as we approach sweater weather.
Well, you are wearing a sweater today.
I wore a blue sweater today for the Royals. Go Royals. But outside of that, it's usually a golf skirt and a top. So
when you have to get dressed up, you do very well.
I admitted, look, it's just not my thing. It's clearly not your thing. And there's nothing wrong with admitting that I'm not some fashionista. Nor are you.
Well, but my weakness is my strength.
And active wear for the mature woman can be very fashionable.
Is it wear?
Yes, it is,
and
Sam.
And by the way, I don't wear active wear for the mature woman.
Yes, you do.
This is a cashmere sweater.
That I've never seen before. Wait. And we've been together for 13 years.
I dug
years.
It out because it's blue and I don't have anything that's
in 13
royal
years,
blue.
You have never
it's very soft.
Worn, I bet it is. It's cashmere.
Your argument for not wearing clothing for the mature woman is a cashmere sweater.
Great point,
Sam.
Let's
just take a 10,000 foot view of that and reassess
He's
our
got
arguments.
You there.
You got any hard candy for us?
You're
What did you say? You got any hard candy
Kleenex?
What?
Some hard candy?
No, Dan, I'm over here stirring Metamucil into my Kiewit cup.
Why does that Kleenex look used?
Kiewit.
Can you just tell me why it's so hard to just say there are certain things that we are really, really good at? Communication skills, for one.
Clearly.
And certain things that we are not good at.
Selling a house.
Dressing. Oh, my God.
And stay down.
How do your knees feel on that one? That was a low blow.
That was a kidney punch.
So, would have been a 15-yard penalty if this were the NFL.
True story. Okay, you know how there are certain things that you should just never ask a woman, like, when are you due? Like, there are just
how
certain things.
How much do you
things,
weigh? How old are you?
There are certain things you just should not ask.
Have you sold your house yet?
Bingo!
Oh, my God!
Bingo!
It's getting worse.
I am going to tell you that as of today, I would tread very carefully around Dana and be thoughtful. Oh.
Didn't tell us we had crossed that threshold.
No, you have not.
Okay.
But if I don't really know you, like, and you're just looking to make conversation, I would not lead with, have you sold the house yet?
Did somebody do that?
This morning, they are very well-intentioned. Have you sold the house yet?
Oh, God.
My immediate reply, and this is an acquaintance of mine.
Keep in mind, this is a family show.
My immediate reply was, do you have any matches I can borrow? That was my reply. So I'm just telling you, we're there.
Okay.
We are to the point that I think if we're not if we're not super close, and I've got a very tight circle,
yeah.
It's like you can make fun of your mom, but no one else can make fun of your mom.
Correct.
We are very, like, even my closest friends just are pretending like this is not happening. They will not ask.
So
like,
do you want us to stop?
How are the kids? And I'm right, like, great. And then there's this awkward pause where you can tell they're thinking they're going to ask about it, but they're like, better not. So they don't. They're like, would you like another glass of wine? And then I say, yes.
Because they don't want to see the human version of Mount Vesuvius in real time.
Yeah.
Did you say bottle?
It's only happened a couple times. It's only happened a couple times. Where I just...
So are we... Is it off limits on the show now?
No, because honestly, I think it's funny. At some point, you just have to laugh.
Yes. When,
like, and,
I agree.
And here's the deal. I was telling, you know, that's a whole nother thing. But I was talking the other night and saying, you know, we have friends in harm's way in Florida. My mom has taught me throughout my life that if money can fix a problem, it's not a problem. And so if, you know, so it's very hard for me to kind of, oh, woe is me, the house sale, even though in the history of the real estate market, no house has been on the market as long as this house has.
In the history of all house selling.
Correct.
Yeah.
I try every day to do a little daily affirmation.
Day 142.
You called the success hotline yet?
I did. I joked last night I was going to dig up that statue of St. Joseph and do something I probably should not do to a religious.
Now, keep in mind, that's Jesus' dad on earth. Don't do
the
anything.
Patron saint of house sales, selling?
Patron Saint Joseph. Saint of carpentry.
God, thank you, Sam. Thank you.
Jesus was a carpenter.
Yes.
So was Joseph.
Yes. I could use
that's
all
Jesus's earthly
of the
dad.
Good vibes, even though that was purchased on Amazon for $13.99. I am not going to deface or defile.
I would not either.
No, I will not.
Have you seen The Exorcist?
I have.
Okay.
I will say, in all honesty,
I do want to say the house is not possessed or haunted.
No, but I'm saying if you were to defile,
I would not,
a statue of
because
Saint
I
Joseph.
Am just superstitious enough that I would not do that.
I wouldn't either.
I don't walk under ladders, and I don't believe that's bad luck. But if I walk by a ladder, I still will go around it.
What do you do if you see a black cat crossing your path?
I had two black cats. So that black cats don't bother me, but I won't step on a crack, and I don't step on those grates downtown because I feel like I'm going to fall down them.
That's not a superstition. That's just an unrealized fear.
With the number of jokes that you've made about committing arson, I pray to God that house doesn't burn down because you're going to be found guilty.
Do you know how many friends of mine
I better be on that jury.
Do you know how many friends of mine are either prosecutors or lawyers? And I have said to them the same joke, because how dumb would it be to joke about doing something like that and then actually, like, okay. That house.
This is what we call an alibi, friends.
That's what they call
it. Go to the tape. Go to the tape from October 9th.
They're going to call me and say, I need every piece of audio that you have
involving matches,
referencing burning the house down.
Lightning strikes.
And I'm going to say, I need a few months to compile them all.
That's what they say. That's what they call manifesting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or gaslighting.
No, I honestly, it doesn't bother me, Scott.
Or gassing.
You know that if I'm actually
use gas to light it on fire,
having a breakdown, I give you a heads up.
You do.
And I have. It's happened a couple times. It's like we're on the periphery right now.
Okay.
Let's call it the outer bands of Dana completely losing it.
We're at the barrier islands.
We're probably around the barrier islands.
Okay. Now, to take this conversation full circle,
yep,
where my perceived weakness is my strength.
That doesn't even make sense, but if that's what you want to tell yourself,
these
go ahead.
These shoes were a Christmas gift from my mother.
They look like Vans. I love them.
They are Vans.
I love them.
That's why they look like it. These shorts were a gift from T, and this T-shirt I bought at Walmart.
Okay, you
That's
say,
frugality.
You say these things like you're bragging about
I
that.
I am bragging. Okay. Because I think frugality is a strength.
Do you have holes in those socks?
No, but the ones I wore to work yesterday did have holes in them.
Can I tell you something? I don't wear matching socks. I have an entire drawer of white socks that are interspersed with an entire drawer of black socks. They are all ankle length. I grab two. Sometimes the top band matches, sometimes it doesn't. I don't care. The number of people who have said to me in the last couple of weeks, do your socks not match? When I go, who is looking with a magnifying glass down at the band? Look at this, Scott, at the band of these socks to say, gosh, that looks like maybe that did not come from the same manufacturing plant. I don't know if those match or not.
They don't.
Who
cares? That's whimsical.
Actually, one's gray and one's white.
That's just because I don't do laundry very well. Anyway.
It's whimsical.
Now, people do pay close attention to little tidbits about people's fashion to see how much they care, and matching socks is one of those little tidbits.
I don't care.
Like Scott dressing like a Serbian mobster, massive tidbit that's just obvious for everybody to see.
Some of the most successful people I know do not dress in three-piece suits every day.
I'm sitting right here.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to need someone to come extract me out of this room because there is not enough oxygen in here for the two of us.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.